Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. We spent most of our time last week in one verse, verse number 12 of Hebrews chapter number 4. Barely touched verse number 13, but I just would touch on it because I want the rest of the morning look at verses 14, 15, and 16. But let's back up to verse number 12. Many of you know this verse very well and can quote this verse. Hebrews 4, 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul, of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Again, we talked about this last week, about the difference between the soul and the spirit, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intents, the motives of the heart. We don't know what other people are thinking. Or, by the way, I talked with somebody yesterday on the phone yesterday evening, another pastor, and just some things we were talking about. And you don't, that's why we're not to judge. We can't judge what a person's thinking. We can't even judge their motives. The Word of God can, and the Word of God does. But that's not to us, up to us. It's up to, and I tried to kind of bring this into our conversation yesterday evening with the pastor I talked to, kind of with that thought, we have to be careful. We just have to be careful. I won't go into all the details, but anyway, how we talk about other people. And by the way, pastors are the worst. They really are. I've had past couple weeks, most of y'all know, it's been a tough couple weeks for me. Only because not physically, I'm doing physically, I haven't in a long time. Just mentally, dealing with a lot of pastors and preachers and a lot of problems that have been, and some difficulties. And I'm trying to, one of the verses that's really stuck with me, they have peace that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And I tried, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin. So what applies to you applies to the pastor here. And so I've really applied that in my life about not being offended, because you don't know their motives and their intents, and sometimes they think differently than you do. And that's what it talks about. The Word of God does, though. "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do." In other words, there is nothing hid from God. Nothing. And I had a note here. Let me just read these notes. I'll move on. "Be very careful how you criticize others. Get that log out of your eye before you try to get the speck out of the other people's eye. The Bible does not deal with acts primarily. It deals with the heart. The heart tells the hand what to do. The heart has the action of the hand in hand before the hand got a hold of it." That's a lot. Let me repeat that one more time, okay? Almost a tongue twister, okay? The heart had the action of the hand in hand before the hand got a hold of it. It began in the heart. It all begins in the heart, our thoughts, our motives. And I had verses here, Matthew 15, 19, Jeremiah 17, 9. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" God knows it. That's the point. You can't hide it. And that's what this verse is saying here. You can't hide your thoughts from God. He knows our thoughts. Psalm 94, 11 and Psalm 139, 23 speaks of that. He sees it all. There's nothing hidden from God. The word naked in verse number 13 literally means unclad, fully exposed. The thought is, remember when Adam was in the garden and sin came into the world because of the sin of Adam. By the way, sin did not come into the world because of Eve. Sin came into the world because of Adam, because Adam disobeyed God. There's a whole other lesson there. But that's why it says, whereby one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. It was Adam that sin came into the world. But anyway, we see that as Adam was fully exposed and he tried to cover his nakedness. Adam, where art thou? Well, we're here, hiding in the garden. We were naked. Who told you were naked? You know the story there. They tried to cover their own righteous, so to speak, with their own with the leaves, whatever you want to describe that. And then again, Jesus Christ literally took a lamb, and you know the story there. He slayed that lamb, I believe it was a lamb, and clothed him as a picture of what would take place in Calvary some 4,000 years later. But the thought is, it's naked, fully exposed. You can't hide nothing from him. And open to the eyes of him, your life is an open book to God. You cannot hide. You can run, but you cannot hide. Remember Jonah. I'm just going to go as far away as I can, but you can't run. Then when I was a kid, I don't know if they sing these songs anymore. There's a song I learned as a little kid. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, he's looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. And I still remember as a kid, we'd sing it this way. Oh, be careful, little tongue. Because we do hands, you know, we do the feet, you know, and the eyes and the ears. Then we do our tongue. We'd hold our tongue. Be careful, little tongue, let's say, or, you know, that kind of thing. But it's the truth. For the Father up above, he's looking down in love. He knows everything about us. What we see, what we hear, what we look at, what we touch, and also remember the context. The Hebrew Christians were giving up and doubting his word. That's why they just didn't put this in just as a filler. All this is in context. You can't hide from God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper, and it can cut through the intent and motives of why you do what you do. In this passage, he makes it clear that they cannot give up on Jesus and try to keep it hidden from God. And what's true of them is true of us. God knows. These aren't words of condemnation, but encouragement. And that's where we are in the next few verses. Words of encouragement. Look in verse number 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then, again, it's a continuation of a thought. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen and amen. You have to remember what the context, these Hebrew believers, they were leaving Christianity. Now they were still saved, but they were going back to Judaism and offering the lambs back into the temple and sacrifices and all. And all this is in context. Hey, God knows. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. But listen, we have a great high priest, not the one at the temple now. Let me just throw this in. Y'all probably shouldn't say this, but I will, lack of being misunderstood. We had a wonderful time. Went to Savannah, you know, went to Washington, D.C., saw some wonderful things, me and Latrice there at the Capitol, and I explained that to you last week. From there, we came back to Savannah and spent 3 days, and what a beautiful city it is. Full of history, a lot of old buildings. We stayed on Jones Street. Jones Street is called, in Southern Homes and Gardens, or whatever that magazine is, the most beautiful street in America, and we got to stay on it. Beautiful little place, and I won't go into all the details, but we got to see a lot of sights there in Savannah, a lot of history there and all. One of the places we went to was the St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. How many of y'all ever been in that? It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I don't think I'm a heretic. I just love the architecture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.